Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, people are coming out of the woodwork to dunk on Mike Tomlin. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Perl, I've never seen a former players who are now putting their names on the idea that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers should head for a split. Talking about Ben Roethlisberger, we're talking about James Harrison. These guys are legends in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, which is saying something considering how many amazing players have gone through there. But when those two guys yesterday put out on social media that they think the Mike Tomlin Steelers thing has run its course. I was just kind of surprised that this was the inflection point. Now, I get it. The Bills came in, ran all over them. But to be honest, like, Buffalo winning that game is not that shocking. Obviously, it's a buildup,
right?
Of how, you know, mediocre the Pittsburgh Steelers have been, making the playoffs, but not able to win a playoff game. So it's not just one thing, but it was... something about this game has rubbed people the wrong way. I think it's maybe that the Bills like ran the same play over and over again and the Steelers couldn't stop it. I don't know, but something about this game, I feel like the vitriol has never been louder against Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like we've heard behind the scenes, like Andrew Filippone, the Pittsburgh radio host, said that everybody's wanted to get rid of Tomlin for a while, right?
Well, this, obviously not the team.
They're sick of, well, the Rooneys, I mean, the fans are sick of the limbo, right? So, but this was a big loss in the sense that it kind of makes the playoffs seem like a daydream here. Now, then again, in typical Mike Tomlin fashion, he'll probably beat the Ravens this week and be back in first place in the AFC North. But I think it was, you're right, I think it was the way this game went, the way that Aaron Rodgers looked old, like he's not leading that team to the playoff right now. So I think it feels dead. This season feels dead. And then what are we doing here? And I get it. Like he needs... what's Big Ben said, fresh start, right? Like the Tomlin thing isn't working anymore.
So here is Roethlisberger, says he thinks it might be time to clean house in Pittsburgh.
No, it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best.
I've seen a lot of this. Again, this is Ben Roethlisberger's football and podcast. Manny, can I hear Cut 11? A lot of people making this comparison, Pearl, that Mike Tomlin is kind of like where Andy Reid was at the end of his tenure in Philadelphia.
I think he might say like it's time for a fresh start. When you've been in one place in the NFL for that long, like even the greatest of, like, you know, you talk about the Belichicks and the Gibbs and the Seifords and the...
Andy Reid, bro.
Andy Reid switched and went, yeah. You know, like... would Andy Reid be, do you think when he was and people, when he got let go in Philadelphia, people were like, what in the world? Like what he did, he went to all the NFC championship games, didn't win it, but holy cow. And now do you think he for 1 minute regrets it or anybody? I mean,
well, that's,
and now the Eagles have won since he's left.
Yeah.
He's won.
I mean, it's I think it is a fair comparison. The only difference is that Tomlin actually did win a Super Bowl. Andy Reid kept getting close and close and could never break through. But Tomlin has actually shown that he can do it. Now, that was his second year coaching, and he's now in year 19. So it's been a minute. But they did go back to a Super Bowl. They lost to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in 2010.
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me like you're not just talking about the coaching reboot. Like, the roster obviously needs a reboot, because who's even, I mean, they have half their roster is well over 30 years old, and it's not going to be there next year anyway. So it feels like the timing would be great. You bring in a new coach, basically tear up 95% of your roster and start over. Because who really, what are you building around? You have a couple draft picks. Like, you got Derek Harmon this year, who's okay, but there's, you know, Aaron Rodgers not going to be the quarterback again.
I don't know. Earlier this season, They were talking about bringing him back. I don't know if how much that's changed since they've been on a bit of a slump.
Yeah, Cameron Hayward will be gone. TJ Watt will be 33 next year. Jalen Ramsey will be gone. There's so many. You look up and down the roster.
But they have a young offensive line. Joey Porter Jr. is a young, potential star. They just signed DK Metcalf for tons of money.
Yeah,
like, I know you think it's easy to kind of rip the Band-Aid, but they've been sending a mixed message for a while here. This felt like a team that was going for it. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers just to, play with your food and fart around. You bring in Aaron Rodgers because you think you can finally win a playoff game.
Right, but once you clear that TJ Watt contract, then you got nothing on the books. Like, everybody's basically gone.
Well, $100 million. It's a lot.
But what, 2 years here? That's what we're talking about. And Metcalf's not that young either. He's gonna hit the dreaded 30 mark for a receiver soon enough. Basically, like, you're basically bottoming out. I mean, you don't have a quarterback.
So. I mean, they're 6-6. I don't think that's a bottom out. They're also facing the Ravens this weekend.
Yeah, no,
talk about a game that's way more important than the Buffalo game. Now, the Buffalo game was important for wild cards purposes potentially, but these two Ravens games they have, this is the season.
No, I'm talking about next year. Coming into next year, if you're Mike Tomlin, you're like, do I want to coach this team? You're really not going to have much of a team to coach. I don't think. I mean, listen, you don't draft high enough to get any help. You're going to have one wide receiver. You don't really have an offensive coordinator. You have Arthur Smith. You don't have a running back. I don't think there's much to build on there. I think this is, as Ben said, like, a complete rebuild.
Okay, well, then let's look on the flip side. We're talking about Mike Tomlin, his future. Yeah. And now you got Ben Roethlisberger. We played some sound for you. We'll play some sound from James Harrison in just a moment. But here's my question for you. So let's say that they do want a clean break, right? Fresh start. Tomlin's been there for 19 seasons. Everyone could understand that. Is Tomlin going to probably get traded to a team, right?
No. You keep saying that. Why would anyone trade for Mike Tomlin?
Because he's still under contract. And the Steelers... the Steelers would be stupid not to, just like the New Orleans Saints traded Sean Payton, even though he had been doing Fox for a year.
Yeah.
He's still under contract. That's an asset.
I guess you're right. Say the Giants want Mike Tomlin.
Well, I'm just saying, so Tomlin's going to go to another place that's not going to be better than Pittsburgh, because you're not firing coaches generally, where the situation is great. I don't know if he's walking into a sleeping giant like Tom Brady and Bruce Arians found in Tampa. I don't know if that's out there. Like, where does Tomlin want to go? And then the second part is, this is a lot of pressure, I think, for the Steelers ownership and for their brass. You have three head coaches in the entire history of your program. Mm-hmm. Is there that guy out there that they see is going to be the next dude to take the mantle for 20 years? I mean, that is not the norm.
Well, they pulled Mike Tomlin out of a needle out of a haystack. No one had even heard of Mike Tomlin when the day he got hired. They're like, they hired who? I mean, I don't even think Bill Cowher was that big of a hire either. So I think they have faith that we can find some rando and do this thing all over again.
All right. I don't know.
I mean, Tomlin was... people forget, arguably the most surprising hire in the history of the NFL.
Sure, but you know what?
You don't need
miss
a big
on
name.
This one. You kind of become like everyone else, you know?
Like, I mean, you kind of like everybody else right now. You haven't won a playoff game in 8 years.
Well, I guess so. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
I think there are a lot of teams in better shape than the Steelers. The Giants are in way better shape than the Steelers. They have Jackson. They have a quarterback. They have a...
Can't stay healthy.
You could argue that, but I feel like a coach is going to look at that situation and say, hey, I'll teach him how to get rid of the ball. And I just think the Steelers are at a zero. There's no quarterback in Pittsburgh.
Okay,
so, what are you coaching?
But here's my thing about that. I think Tomlin is a great coach. Obviously, we all do. But who are the quarterbacks that Mike Tomlin's developed? He came in, had Roethlisberger already. The end of the Roethlisberger thing was like a mixed bag. Kenny Pickett was total roadkill, and then they brought in Aaron Rodgers.
Right, like Jackson Dart could be his Roethlisberger.
But Roethlisberger was already a thing.
Jackson Dart's already a thing. At least he's not going to have to develop him.
Oh, my gosh. No. You can't say that Jackson Dart's not a finished product by any stretch. And who are you bringing with you, Arthur Smith? Like, this offense is one of the reasons they want him out of town. and Matt Canada before that.
Well, I know that, but the owners don't know that.
Well, they need like a Bruce Arians. I mean, that's when this was really good, right? When Tomlin actually had an offensive coordinator that had a little vision. And so to me, like, I don't know if I have a young quarterback. I love Tomlin as like a culture guy and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I love him to develop a quarterback. I'd rather maybe have Cliff Kingsbury, if we're being honest.
But my point was that there are much better rosters than the Steelers for Tomlin to take over and build right now. I think the Steelers are stuck in a really tough spot where they really have to rebuild. Not whether I would want Tomlin. I personally would want an offensive coach and not Mike Tomlin, but I think if he's looking around, he's looking at Tennessee, he's looking at New York, like these are spots where you could actually build something quickly. I don't know how Pittsburgh builds anything because they have these big contracts on these veterans and there's just not enough talent there.
Okay, if the New York Giants had this amazing roster, why do they have 2 wins? It can't all be Brian Daboll's fault. And they don't have an amazing roster. Ask Manny. He hates how this team is constructed with Joe Shane. And then I'll ask you the other thing about Tennessee. I know they have a rookie quarterback, but, I mean, 1 win? Like, their roster stinks, too.
Right.
So
it's capable of getting good fast because they have a young quarterback, so they can build around that. They don't have anybody on the cap.
I know, but you've got to ask yourself, like, first of all, that the Giants actually do have some guys who are rather expensive. Brian Burns is expensive. Dexter Lawrence
is
expensive.
Well worth it. Sure. They're both amazing.
But they're also probably your best trade pieces. Not Brian
Burns.
Well,
at least you have trade pieces. What are the Steelers' trade pieces? Who is the attractive player contract-wise and age-wise for the Steelers? There's nothing. Metcalf was a mistake.
I just think that you're looking at the Giants roster saying they're so much better than the Steelers. Well, one team has 2 wins and fired their coach, and the other team is at least at 500. I don't know.
If I ran the Steelers, I would just rip that Band-Aid. I would cut every contract and go... what's that expression? Down to the stilts?
Studs.
Studs. Down to the studs. Sorry. Yeah.
But you wanted Dallas to do that.
I'd go down
and
to the stilts.
And thankfully Dallas
down
did.
Play on the stilts.
Down to the stilts. And then they're above everyone. No, you wanted Dallas to rip it down and rip it apart. And what did they do? Dallas, to their credit, doubled down, started making some trades for Quinnen Williams, for George Pickens, and now they're a maybe sneaky playoff team. Yeah, I don't think it's always the solution to tear it down.
But what does Pittsburgh have other than TJ Watt? Like, who is the play? Like, where's, like... Joey Porter Jr., by the way, is a human pass interference machine. But I like Joey Porter Jr. too. But really, there's like a handful of guys who are like, ooh, that guy's getting older and expensive. Come on, look at the results, Maggie. When is this Pittsburgh team been a real threat to win the Super Bowl? If they're not ripe for a rebuild, then I don't know who is.
Let's go to JT, who's in Atlanta, wants to talk about Mike Tomlin. Good morning, JT.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, so, You're saying something I think that speaks to the argument that I'm going to make is that you're saying, what has he got to work with, right? And I think if you're using the scientific method, you don't change everything because then you don't know what was really the issue, right? Like, I think you need to give him something to work with. And Maggie, you're saying he's never developed anybody, but where has any of the quarterbacks that they've had gone on to success anywhere else? Nobody else has developed those quarterbacks either, so it's not a Mike Tomlin thing. I don't think that, you know, in that aspect of whether or not he can develop a quarterback, no quarterback that's been there since Ben Roethlisberger has been worth their salt. And then to bring in an old Aaron Rodgers, Bill Belichick in 3 camcorders couldn't win with that team. I mean, like, this guy is old, right? And it's just not – it's the ingredients aren't there to be successful. And until you can figure that out, then you can determine whether Mike Tomlin still has it or not. But
JT, I have a question for you. Do you think that Mike Tomlin, who's been with the Steelers now for 19 years, you don't think he has any say over the roster? You don't think that he signed off on a lot of these guys? You think that it's just, what, Omar Khan is out there on an island making these moves? Mike Tomlin is responsible for a lot of this roster.
Yeah, give me Kenny Pickett. I think I could win with that guy. I don't know if that was – it doesn't seem like a move that he's saying, I want that. Now, granted, I think the Aaron Rodgers thing, I'm sure he has some say in that. The whole offseason, they were flirting with each other back and forth. Yeah, you're right. So I think that there was some input there. But it's obvious, Rodgers is done. Like, I mean, that's not a thing. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody can win with him anymore. You know what I mean? And then, like you said, Metcalf, and then who else? Like, what?
You don't think Mike Tomlin wanted Patrick Queen? Like, honestly, I just think that you have to spread the blame out here for Tom. If you're just going to say, well, we're not sure, but wow, he doesn't have anyone to work with. JT and Perloff, thank you for the call.
I think that
you
have a quarterback, Maggie. I mean, that's the end of the day. Like, when you don't have a quarterback, you don't really have anything in the NFL.
And I think that he was also responsible for Kenny Pickett.
So was the old GM was there for Kenny Pickett, right? Kevin Colbert, who's kind of like almost a Hall of Fame level GM. I don't know if Mike Tomlin was always in his entire stay at Pittsburgh picking the players. I mean, he came in pretty young. That was a
Pickett wasn't that long ago.
That was a very GM run team for a long time.
But Pickett was that. That's when the team may have had a better roster. Pickett wasn't that long ago.
Well, I'm not saying one way or other. I just think the bottom line is they don't have a quarterback, so there's no reason for Tomlin should want to leave. Maybe he likes Jackson Dart or Cam Ward. That makes sense. I think there are a lot of better situations. Pittsburgh's got to everybody's got to rebuild at some point. And I think the Cowboys are in an interesting spot because they're paying their quarterback $60 billion. Let's see how that all works out.
Manny, can I hear cut 7, please? So this was another clip from Ben Roethlisberger, who thinks that Tomlin and the Steelers should mutually part ways, right? Because it's just kind of run its course. And he's got a great idea for where Mike Tomlin should coach next.
Go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
Because
he's a great recruiter.
That seemed absurd to me. Listen, Penn State's
a
good job.
Geographically, it works out.
All right. But like,
Penn State, a Pittsburgh school.
We're just talking about Mike Tomlin, that how many of these NFL teams would love to have him? We just talked about, could he be Andy Reid, right, who goes to another place and wins, and both teams maybe are better off for the split or whatever. And now all of a sudden he's got to take the Penn State job, which Matt Rhule wouldn't even take. Which, I mean, they can't get Kalani Sitake. He's getting, you know, because of the crumble cookie money. And now this is where Mike Tomlin, who's going to maybe be a Hall of Fame coach, is going to Penn State.
I mean, you brought up an NFL coach. Why not him?
I brought up Brian Daboll, who's like, his stock is low. Tomlin, the stock is low. I'll give him that, but not like Daboll level.
I don't know. I like the mix, and you know how I am. I'm purely going on traffic patterns and going Pittsburgh. He lives in Pittsburgh. He could barely even have to move.
Yeah.
What is it, 3 hours?
Well, it's a hell of a commute.
I don't really trust Perloff's geography.
No, but you can spend a lot of time in both cities. I mean, you're
Which
fine.
Both cities?
State College and Pittsburgh.
State College and Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I feel like that's a good move. Like, is he going to want to pack up a move to Nashville?
Kind of, actually.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. Because Nashville is awesome.
Wow, Pittsburgh's awesome, too.
Yeah, but he's been in Pittsburgh for 19 years. Pittsburgh is awesome, but... like, he's been there, done that. This is about a new change.
There's an amazing, any Sonny in Philadelphia fans here? I think I'm.
Yep.
There's a great scene where Charlie Day, who plays this idiot character, can't figure out that Pittsburgh and Philadelphia are in the same state, and it just blows his mind.
Well, he can't read, so.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Like, you guys got something in common.
He says, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia are both in Pennsylvania. Does that mean I'm in Pittsburgh right now? It is funny. If people say to me when Pittsburgh comes up, are you guys rivals, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia? Like, you guys must be big rivals. And I counter with Washington, D.C., Boston, New York are all twice as close as Pittsburgh. Yep. There's no rivalry at all between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. It's 7 hours away.
It's a huge state to drive through boring.
They have nothing to do with each other. But I got to give you, if he wants to keep his ties to Pennsylvania, then go to Penn State. Why not? What else does Mike Tomlin have to do? I mean, come on. This is not working in with the Steelers. You know that. They can't even stop the run, and they're supposed to be a defensive-oriented team. They're the most expensive defense in the league, and everybody runs on them like they're the Giants.
I was a little surprised that the Bills ran the same play 29 times.
Check this out. Did you guys know that Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that show still on, by the way?
Oh, yeah. They just had season 17. It was fantastic.
It's got more seasons than Ridiculousness.
I think it might be the longest. It's challenging to be the longest non-animated sitcom of all time. It's pretty cheap to make. I think that's why.
Is Grey's Anatomy not a sitcom? Probably not, right? That's a hospital procedural. I think going, too.
Grey's Anatomy, no, that's a sitcom. It has a laugh track and everything. What do you mean is Grey's Anatomy a sitcom? Do we own a television? You never watched Grey's Anatomy?
I've never watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Never seen one episode. Not 1 minute of one episode.
Not 1 minute? See, that's the thing. I've
not
seen
one
like
minute.
Clips.
No. Nope.
Wow.
And I've only watched one episode of The West Wing. I watched the first episode and I was like, it's not for me.
Oh my God.
I've never seen that.
These are the longest running shows on television.
It's only universally considered probably the greatest show of all time, but it's not for Maggie.
That's crazy. Like two cities in one state?
No. No, that's not crazy.
No, not at all.
By the way, are they just sending an AI version of Caitlin Olsen to the show? Because how did she do this and that show on ABC?
Oh, High Procedure. High potential.
Yeah. I'm like,
she's solving crimes.
Yeah. These are long, sick. These are not like, 10, not five episode limited series. I mean, it's only the Philadelphia. It's like 30 episodes a season.
Only 10 episodes now.
It's only 10?
Yeah. They put it on FXX. Which isn't even FX.
I mean, Danny DeVito, how much time does he have to film? I mean, he's got all those Jersey Mike commercials with Eli. So.
Did you see he was on the Manning cast with Eli? That was fun.
He was on when Young Wei Koo decided to stub his toe into the planet.
Danny DeVito might have the highest Q rating in America right now. That guy, and those Eli commercials, I'll admit it, they're funny. Anyone have a problem with them?
No. No. Why would I have a problem with Eli Manning? He saved my life.
Now you got Jackson Dart.
Ole Miss coming through. You got everyone but Lane.
Did everyone see the Eli Manning tweet yesterday?
Yeah.
He ran over Lane. Oh, that was beautiful.
Well, Lane alleged that an Ole Miss fan, tried to run him off the road as he was headed to the airport. Kind of said it offhanded. He's like, people were booing. They were giving me the finger. Someone tried to run me off the road. And Eli Manning quote tweeted and said, sorry about that or something.
Oh, college football.
Yeah.
That is great.
I wouldn't want to cross the Mannings.
I wouldn't want to cross Mississippi as a state. Those folks seem a little hardcore.
Yeah, well, we were learning a lot more about them.
Touchdown. I can't hear. Never mind.
I think where you don't want to counter the Mannings is the comedy world. Like, Eli is just flat out a funny person. I think way funnier. Lane Kiffin doesn't look like he's cracked a smile in 15 years.
No.
I've never seen a more miserable man cash in with $84 million in my entire life. Didn't he look like he was at a funeral at his introductory press conference?
Yeah, he looked a little gaunt.
Yes, it's his new diet.
Ronnie, because he's very funny on social media.
Yeah, that's true.
And apparently, the reason why him and the guy from Florida didn't work out was because he's like kind of like a laid-back jokester, and like Scott Strickland is very buttoned up, and they didn't get each other's jive.
But Lane got skinny, though, so it's a whole new ball game right now. You know, I don't know if he's funny and jocular anymore. He looks like he's got a very strict diet, interim fasting, only carrots and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's funny anymore. You lose your sense of humor when you do all that stuff.
What?
you lose your funny when you get skinny?
Yeah, have you ever seen a great skinny comedian? Yeah, of course. Everyone knows
that.
Once you get in shape, you lose your sense of humor.
Kevin Hart is like 7% body fat, and he was funny.
No, I know, but like your buddy who drank 12 beers a day and would eat anything and all of a sudden goes vegan. I mean, that of course he's going to lose his sense of humor.
I mean, yeah, Chris Pratt, fat Chris Pratt, definitely way funnier than.
Oh, yeah.
He was reading someone else's lines.
Yeah.
He's still, Parks and Rec, though. Nobody could read him like Chris Pratt.
Yeah, but, I've been watching the first season this week. That guy was on one.
You know, generally, good-looking people don't make great comedians because if you're good-looking, you don't need to be funny to get girls. So if you're a guy, you're not going to be funny.
Okay, but see, the thing about that, I think that's an old stigma and stereotype because that guy, Matt Rife, he's pretty controversial, but he's got this special on Netflix. I've not seen it.
Mr. Crowdwork.
But he's handsome.
He's a very good-looking dude.
Yeah.
And John Mulaney, I think, is pretty good-looking.
John Mulaney is not bad-looking.
Yeah, Mulaney, sorry, yeah.
I know. There's some, female, like Ali Wong is not bad looking. I mean, hilarious.
We've had Zhao Ying Summers in here.
You know, oh my God, Zhao Ying's beautiful. And she's hilarious too, in not her first language.
You know who's fat, ugly, and funny?
JJ? JJ was the crybaby.
Shane Gillis is hysterical.
He's keeping it real for the...
Little JJ Wah, that's what we used to call him.
I would say Louis C.K. is a supermodel, and he's probably one of the three funniest human beings of all time.
Should meet his brother TJ, he's the man.
Do you think Drew Carey got less funny when he got skinny?
Well, there you go.
Definitely.
That's your...
Yeah.
Drew Carey 100%. Has he even told a joke since he got skinny?
Well, he's doing The Price is Right now. Yeah, he's getting
his cash in. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you could argue with me, and I'm sure there are lots of exceptions, but of course ugly people are funnier. You have to be. What do you think I got this great sense of humor from? Because I look like Brad Pitt? If you're tan and good-looking and muscular, why are you bothering telling a joke? What would be the point?
The life according to Perloff, the world. But you're not bad looking.
Thank you, but You know, I was this height and I weighed 110 pounds in high school with acne. Trust me, I had to come up with some jokes.
Man, have they solved acne yet?
No, not really.
You know, you can lose weight now with all the Ozempics and the, all that stuff. Yeah. Is acne gone?
But they have
drugs that help.
Yeah, like Accutane, stuff like that. They had that when I was a kid too, but I just feel like technology, like we've solved a lot of these things.
Yeah. No.
Modern medicine.
Yeah, I think there are some, I mean, my kids are teenagers and they deal with it. Yeah, it's better than when we were kids.
It's better than when we were kids.
But it's not perfect. Yeah. I don't know why God made that for teenagers. Like, it's hard enough to be a teenager.
I know. It's a brutal, brutal existence. 888-710-4ISN. Makes you funny, though. 888-710-4476. Okay, lots
gotta
more to do.
Gotta have jokes when you're a pepperoni face.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be on point.
By the way, BuzzFeed, number one hottest man in comedy, John Mulaney.
Yeah, he's...
Number two, Nick Thune. Number three, Donald Glover.
John Mulaney got sober and then became unfunny, but I digress.
You know, Childish Gambino is a very... Donald Glover, super handsome guy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. But he's had a glow-up, though.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of short, though.
But what's getting rich and famous if you can't have a glow-up?
True.
Donald Glover is a little short. I think at that size, you still have to have jokes.
Yeah, so is Kevin Hart.
I watched him perform his music at a music festival, and he basically stripped down naked by the end. I was like, dang.
Well, Childish Gambino show is
crazy.
So trippy and out there and awesome.
Women were losing it.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, he's got the juice.
Okay, coming up next, you're welcome to weigh in, by the way, on Mike Tomlin. Is this just a rough patch? Transition?
So anyway, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Speaking of people losing it, fans in Pittsburgh. About Mike Tomlin, is this just a rough patch that they can get through, or should they be headed for a split? Also, man, I've got a solution, I think, for Penn State that's bound to work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything, from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
M&P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So, Andrew Bogus and I were talking down the hall. Maggie has the weirdest cultural blind spots. There's certain things that you just like didn't have time for because you're too busy building your career.
Yeah.
That happens to a lot of people in our industry. But you have one for Grey's Anatomy.
It's so weird.
And I was going to put up the poll, who's hotter, McDreamy or McSteamy? And you couldn't even weigh in on that.
I don't know who McSteamy is.
McSteamy, I think it's McSteamy, right? I know the, yeah, I got to Google that.
You know, you're good.
Yeah. And
who's
who plays
McSteamy?
Him? You recognize him.
Yeah, I think his real name is Eric Dane.
Dr. Mark Sloan. Yeah. Oh, Eric Dane. Yeah,
and
he did a lot of things now.
Yes.
He's a good actor. And he's apparently, according to the ladies in Grey's Anatomy, McSteamy.
Oh, yeah, no, Grey's Anatomy, total blind spot for me. I had missed The Wire. I had to catch up on that.
Have you ever heard of The Sopranos?
I did watch that first
run. What about
run.
Friends?
I don't watch Friends.
She's told us that.
I'm a loyal Seinfeld.
Friends is on all the time on my television.
Don't know the one with the one and the one.
Easy.
Sorry, I just don't know it.
I'm just going to go here. What are some of your favorite shows, from a kid, but in the 2000s?
I will tell you, I think that the best show ever on television,
SpongeBob SquarePants,
is very good now that I'm watching with my kid.
Hell yeah.
It's very weird and I like it. It's Mad Men. I loved Mad Men. I watched it twice. I did like Lost when I was in college. We watched that. It was very fun.
That show freaks me out.
I did watch Breaking Bad. I watched The Wire. I watched Sopranos. So I got a lot. Sex in the City. I got a lot of them.
Okay.
You know, I was around. Sorta. Yeah.
What
you
about out, now?
You outside, as they say.
Yeah, what's your favorite drama on network television right now?
Well, not on network television. That's not a fair
You guys
question.
Watch actual TV.
Right.
We watch sports all the time.
Blue Bloods.
CSI Chicago. Tracer.
911 looks legit.
The guy from Tracker came in DP show once. Super, super nice. Justin Hartley. Great
I just
guy.
Know these things so that they, because Jim Nance is reading the.
All the time.
reading the copy. And I'm like, please, Tony, just lay out.
Maggie likes that show that's on the resorts in HBO.
White Lotus. I like
that. Yeah, you like the HBO shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting rid of HBO. I'm done with it. I've decided it's expensive. And I'm trying to cut down streaming.
Yeah, I got rid of Apple.
They ended Sex and the City, which is the only reason my wife watched it.
She watched that new Sex and the City? I heard that was trash.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
I don't want it to ruin my thoughts on Sex and the City.
But now...
Transformative show.
Yeah, and actually, you know, Netflix is getting really expensive, too. All the streamers are really, really expensive. I think that's not talked about enough. Yeah, they've got us. But then again, they have a lot of pressure to come up with new good shows all the time. And I don't know if they're delivering right now.
My problem is the crackdown they're having on sharing logins, because that's what's got
me. Yes,
because we've had family accounts for multiple things. So I have Peacock. My parents have HBO Max. My brother does Paramount. But now they're cracking down on all these things. So I had to then fork over money to get the bundle for a Disney Plus, Hulu, and HBO Max thing. And then I still had to buy ESPN Unlimited because that doesn't count for the bundle.
That is a travesty. Because I have Disney, I have that whole thing you just talked about, but I still have to buy ESPN Plus and ESPN Plus, I guess.
But it's not cheap.
It's over $100 a year.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And when all the TV is on, all the games are on Netflix and stuff, then we'll all have to be on there. I think, and then cable's out, right? Like, I can't afford to have cable and have to go to Amazon for all my games. So it's going to be kind of weird.
So this is the hack. If you like just NFL, I think this is the hack to do, and you don't want to have to do Prime and Peacock and ESPN Plus or whatever. If you do NFL Plus, not to show for the league, but it's $99 a year. And you get every game. Now, the thing is, you get it on your phone, and then you can broadcast it to your TV. So you need, a smart TV.
You get every nationally No, you don't get every game. It's not Sunday Ticket.
You're right. It's not Sunday Ticket. Right. But I get all the national standalone games.
Right. It's not national standalone. If it's on your TV, if it's on your cable TV, you get it. So say the Giants, you're in New York, right? Then it's on your phone. Then there's 12 games that aren't on your phone.
Correct. No. That's not. I get Red Zone though.
Yeah.
You do get Red Zone, so I don't get to watch every single game every down. But if you want to just keep your eye on the national stuff, you do have Red Zone.
Yeah,
on
NFL
there too.
Plus. I've been doing it for a couple of years. Yeah. That's fantastic. A pretty good deal.
Yeah. No, it's great.
If you don't want to buy Peacock and all these other things, which is getting absurd, let's get to Bogus. Who's got the latest? What's up,
guys? Hello again. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Not Florida's governor, not conference commissioners, or the head coach could make this a good morning for EJ and all other Hurricane fans. Despite all their politicking, Miami might now be stuck outside the college football playoff. They remain 12th in last night's reveal, two spots behind Notre Dame. As you may have heard, the Canes won that matchup earlier this season. Apparently, the ACC network is replaying that game all week so committee members can refresh their memories if they want. about Miami beating Notre Dame.
Do we think the committee members are watching the football the first time around, let alone a replay of a game from September?
Well, Hunter Yurecek made sure that he did the TikTok of everything that happened in the Alabama game when he answered Reese's question this week to let them know that we're watching the game. He's like, you know, Alabama got to a 17-point lead, and the run game was good. And then Auburn, with a good defense, came back. I'm like, what are you doing? We know the play-by-play of the game. Why did you pick them over Notre Dame this week? Tell us why.
They don't have a good answer, EJ.
I can't do this. I was thinking about it today. I mean, I yelled out the biggest bleep in my neighborhood. I don't normally crash out in public like that, but when I was walking my dog Lita and I got the alert on my phone or my watch that Miami was still 12, I actually combusted. I couldn't believe that we were still here. And then I learned that I got to watch this stupid show next week.
Yeah,
because we're not done, apparently.
Stay tuned. Dun, dun, dun.
This is terrible.
Sunday, baby. At least it's on the weekends.
Yeah, but
right in the middle of the NFL game.
Yeah, it was right before the NFL games, right? Does anybody even watch the last one? Like, don't you have to get in your lineups and do important NFL things on Sunday? I feel like they should make that, but they can't because of the conference title games. That show gets completely lost. Too early.
I just feel like what needs to be explained is why is in every other situation head-to-head matter except for this one? Because Texas Tech's ahead of BYU, Oklahoma's ahead of Alabama. They've honored head-to-head in every other situation except for this one.
Now, I guess
Texas is ahead of Vandy now.
In their defense, he did give, for the first time, somewhat of an explanation, whether you believe it or not, whether it's rational or not is a whole other thing. But right. He said it's not just Notre Dame against Miami. It's that four-team cluster.
Yeah, it's
that
BYU, Alabama, Notre Dame, Miami, and maybe Vandy was
right.
in there, too.
So they're looking at all of them, and then it spits out the final ranking of the four or five teams. It's not just looking at Notre Dame against Miami. Now, again, I don't know that that's right. logical, but that's the first time I can remember him actually giving us something that at least you could like kind of sink your teeth into to understand why they are getting to where they're getting.
But it feels like they're just choosing to do that, though. Because then why are they not including Alabama in the bracket with Georgia? Like, why? Like it seems like at certain points they're saying, okay, we're going to make these teams so far away that we don't have to include head-to-head. But when they're close, like Alabama and Oklahoma, well, now we will. Like, it seems like they're just making their own rules.
Have you seen there's a theory out there that the committee actually wants to leave both Notre Dame and Miami out because they don't want to be accused of being biased against either one?
I think they would love that.
But that's not better for the TV show. Anyway,
better for college football.
You can call in at 888-710-4ISN. What else you got, Bob?
The coaching news continues. Kalani Sitake is staying at BYU with a new deal after being linked to Penn State. And new Auburn head coach Alex Golesh is keeping defensive coordinator DJ Durkin. College hoops tried to grab our attention last night. Three ranked-on-ranked affairs, including number 4 Duke hosting number 15 Florida. Manny's good buddy Boogie Flan gave the Gators the lead with a 3 in the last minute. Then Isaiah Stewart hit a triple for the Blue Devils. Then one last desperation play for Florida.
He's got it now. Waiting. Lobs it. Deflected by Brown. It's over! Malik made the play! And Duke gets it done!
That's David Shumate on the Blue Devils Radio Network. Malik Brown deflecting the inbounds pass. Time runs out. Duke wins 67-66 after leading by as many as 15. Cam Boozer scored 29. Fifth-ranked UConn, a 61-56 win at number 21 Kansas, 17 points for Solo Ball. And number 16 North Carolina got a 67-64 win at number 18 Kentucky. The LA Clippers are sending Chris Paul home from their road trip in Atlanta. Some kind of divorce is coming. All of this going down overnight with CP3 sending out a social media post and then team president Lawrence Frank issuing a statement which in part said this is not them blaming CP3 for their 5-16 start. On the court last night, we hate when this happens.
Celtics don't have a timeout. Derek White zips the inbound to Simons. Simons lobs it ahead to Jaylen Brown and he will dunk.
Right in front of Spike Lee.
42 points. Bridges half-court three falls short, but the Celtics do not. Yet another signature win.
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, Celtics Radio, Jaylen Brown, a season-high 42 and a 123-117 home win over the Knicks, who had won 4 in a row. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 38 in the Thunder's 124-112 win at the Warriors. And the Sixers down the Wizards 121-102. Tyrese Maxey scored 35, giving him 20 straight with at least 20 points.
Win a big rivalry game like that? Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Those floundering Steelers have claimed Adam Thielen off waivers, solving all of their problems. They released veteran corner Darius Slay, and they signed Asante Samuel Jr. to their active roster.
I'm sure that'll thrill Aaron Rodgers.
And as Manny likes to say, Stanley Cup back on.
Zibanejad carries it in, leaves it for Panarin. Down the middle, Panarin stick handling, shooting, pad save, rebound, score! Rangers win in overtime!
That's Alex Faust on Rangers Radio. Vladislav Gavrikov scoring in overtime for a 3-2 win over the Dallas Stars, who had won four in a row. The Rangers now have won 4 of 5, and that is, I believe, home win number 3 on a season that is 2 months old.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Catch the fever.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love that home ice advantage.
Yeah, hockey was played at the Garden. It was cold in the building.
Yeah, Rangers number 8 in the CFP rankings this week.
Ahead of Miami.
Everybody's ahead of Miami.
Folks, thanks so much. All right, coming up, see you guys on the phones. You want to talk about Mike Tomlin. You want to talk about the college football playoff. We want to do that too. 888-710-4ISN. And coming up, did one college football program make a huge mistake? Do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, getting in the holiday spirit around here. Mike Tomlin, though. The gift under the tree for Tomlin may be a new job. Maybe he gets traded to a different NFL team. Quinn is in Austin, Texas, wants to talk about it. Good morning, Quinn.
Hey, guys. Good to chat with you. A longtime Steeler fan. I used to run around the neighborhood in my Mean Joe green pajamas, so I was quite a sight to behold, I'm sure. it's hard to win in the NFL, and it's even harder to make playoffs. I think kind of their middling performance in recent years may be a testament to his capabilities, because he's kind of done it with a hodgepodge. I think maybe it's really highlights the same mechanisms that allow for parity in the league. Poor bad teams get rewarded with draft picks and enable them to move to the top. If you're kind of middle of the pack, there isn't a mechanism to help you cross that bridge. So I think his good coaching may be acting to his detriment, because he's keeping them afloat despite the personnel choice. Mm.
Quick, can I ask you a question? Would you be shocked, and Maggie too, if the Steelers beat the Ravens, who are obviously a mess in their own right? Say TJ Watt gets a strip sack, Lamar can't run anymore for some reason, maybe it's the injury. What if the Steelers win and go to 7-6 and get a commanding lead in the AFC North, and this entire narrative we've had all week changes? Would that be crazy?
Well, I think, That would be crazy. And, you know, it's like, I think Aaron Rodgers might go do a ayahuasca and watch the movie Cocoon and you know, pull something out of thin air. That wouldn't surprise me. That would just be the atypical is often typical. But, you know, maybe he'll do 20 and leave. He probably should have just ridden the bus out of town when they won and exited gracefully. Nobody wants to leave in the middle of a mediocre run. However, that's how, I mean, it's very rare to go out on top. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Elway, a few have done it, but maybe a segue to a greener pasture is in order, but I don't think it's because of his coaching ability. I think it's just difficult to get out of that consistent middle-of-the-pack performance based on the metrics and the mechanisms that are in place for the draft order.
Yeah, no, Quinn, it's a fair point, right? Because, and I think that one of the stark examples of that is, like, we're watching on Monday Night Football, how have the Patriots reloaded this fast? It's like, well, they kind of had to bottom out. They needed four-win seasons. Yep. You get Drake May, you get this easy schedule because you were a last-place team in the division, and that kind of helps the turnaround. You could say ditto, you know, for the Bengals and guys, the teams that really need quarterbacks. But then on the flip side, you also do have teams that do stay consistent and they find a way, you know? And
but
the
it's
thing
usually
is,
a quarterback, though.
But it's usually, but here's the thing, like, maybe the Steelers, like, just picked the wrong guy, apparently, when it comes to the veterans who were free agents who would have come there.
Well, who could they have picked otherwise?
Well, why could they have not been potentially in the mix for a Matthew Stafford when he was leaving Detroit? Why are they not in the mix? Like, you know, Joe Flacco's the only team in the AFC North that he hasn't played for.
Well, because their offensive coaches stink.
Right. So I'm just saying,
which is Tomlin's fault.
There's more than just the station that they're in, is what I'm saying, that's kept them mediocre, right? I think you can blame it on the system and that the fact that they have never in a position to draft a quarterback high, and you could say it's all because of parity in the league and this sort of being in limbo, or you could also put some responsibility on the Steelers and say, yeah, they are a victim maybe of their own, like, middling success, and also they've made some terrible choices at quarterback when it comes to free agents. I mean, they went with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. You went bargain shopping there. Like, that, what did you think? That they were going to win the Super Bowl with that
combo? That was an openly limbo year. Like, they're like, they said, we're going to kind of...
Okay, and you had a whole year then to plan for the next year, and your best thing was Aaron Rodgers or maybe Mason Rudolph? Like, where's the foresight? That's not the system's problem. That's their problem.
No, I think generally, though, I think if you look at the NFL, the only way to have a sustained winning team over, say, a decade is to have a great quarterback. And most often, to get a great quarterback, you have to be at the top of the draft. So I don't see, there are very, very few exceptions.
Let's go to Daniel, who's in San Diego, wants to talk to Perloff about, I'm not really sure here, Daniel, what's on your mind?
Oh, I know exactly what Daniel's talking about.
All right, I'm glad Pearl knows what I'm talking about. So I think he's inclined to believe that the speed gun is fixed. And I was of that mind, too. When I saw all these guys, I was like, well, only Nolan Ryan and, like, only not too long ago, like, dudes that were throwing 95 were on SportsCenter. But then I looked at the dudes that were kicking, like, 60-yard field goals, and that now that's commonplace. Yeah. And that proves the maximizing of athletic potential with all the sports science and everything. So I think we can discount the idea that the speed gun is fixed. Or either that or the footballs are, like, filled with helium. So I don't know.
So, Daniel, this is a... So we're talking about, like, our most unpopular takes before. Mine is that bacon smells better than it tastes. One of Perloff's is actually not that Tom Brady is a system quarterback. It's that you think all the speed guns at the combine... for pitchers and baseball, that juiced.
No, I think the way they have changed the way they measure the pitching. The fact that the fastest recorded Nolan Ryan pitch is 100.5 or something, and then you got a Ralph Chapman at 107. There's just, to me, having watched Nolan Ryan, there's just no way that he is 6 miles slower than the current fastest pitchers. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So I wondered if they just sort of tweaked the gun that measures it.
Or just measure it. But it's not just one gun that clocks a Aroldis Chapman.
Like, well, I think they measure the ball at a different spot in the pitch is what I've read, too. So it definitely does seem like now all of a sudden there's, 250 pitchers in MLB are faster than Nolan Ryan. It seems weird.
But to Daniel's point, like, think how far we've come from Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, no, he's got a good point with the kick.
Sports science and maximizing your potential. Like, Aroldis Chapman, I think it's 105, but, like, he could be just legitimately throwing 105.
Yeah, I know. I just don't think that, like, that much faster. That's significantly faster than Nolan Ryan. And all the guys are. It's not just Chapman. Everybody throws 100 easily.
Coming up, what we're mad about with the college football playoff rankings. Your phone calls on Mike Tomlin. Also, it's Wednesday, which means the great debate. Let's do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.